place in the tefillin.
After that, after Shach, my father didn't let us even. That was it. Done. I hope he understands that. I don't think it's the wrong impression. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Mishabur, Mishabur for me. Where's the worship? Where will start?
I'll get him. There's a question there. Okay, so we'll roll.
Chaps, you read the start with Yudches. You read the Bi'alacha. Okay, who's reading Yudches? Who's reading the Einot? You read Yudches. You read the Bi'alacha.
Ein Shoyrin is Achalkes.
Which is? Oh, I'm sorry, Yud Zayin. Excuse me. We didn't finish yesterday.
What the last is Yenun Melim.
Okay.
What was that
stuff? Whatever it was.
Okay.
Gai
Gamagul.
Yeah, Gai Gamagul. Shahu Yain Yoshin Dvash Upelkuin Itnei Shahu Lishtia. It's mutter to make this because you're drinking, it's regular Shtia. Bain Oisin Elunta Shahu Yain Yoshin Umayim Slulim.
That's
my name. Shaman Aparsimain Shahu Lerafu.
Farsimain.
Farsimain Shahu Lerafu.
Okay. So the bottom line is it's Master Shtia mutter for us. Klach?
Yeah. It sounds like the issue is to make it. But if there was a ready...
So Mishabur says not like that. Mishabur says that's even to drink it.
What's the whole
bracha?
The whole bracha?
Huh?
What's the whole beginning of this?
Oh, so we have to discuss that. So is it Shtia and Mamela Refuah? So that's the Bialacha. So I saw that, I think we went too quickly yesterday. I started with pills and caffeines and... We're inside. So what's the chil between the reish and the seif, as they say? That's your shayla.
I'm saying the chil is the lishtia, it's the refuah.
Yeah, but it's obviously lishtia. What's the chiddush? The Teretz says it's not lishtia, it's lishtia and agavurcha refuah. Otherwise, what are you talking about?
One of them is locked up.
No.
One of them is.
No, one of them is going to be that it's going to be refuah, but it's through the shtia. That's this bialacha.
Well, we said, like something that's not...
Oh, so let's see it inside. So, Shehula Refua, Chol Dov Shum Mishum Refua, Su Chazal, Lasuk Zer, Mishum Shchika Samimanim, V'lachein Afilo Asim, Erev Shabbos, Asa Lishtai
Sein.
Okay,
where
would you just be? Ayin. The Ayin. Ayin. Okay? So, L'chayra from here is Mashma Refua. So, anything which could be deemed Refua was Asa. So anything which is not refuah, it's not awesome, right? Anything which is not a medicine, quote-unquote, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you see from the Bi'alacha Nitase. So read the Bi'alacha, Shehula Refuah.
So Loimlai She'enei Meichel Brim, Shu'osi Rak Ratzayin and Odin Yifayim Beis
HaMetach. So you see that there's something which is not called refuah, because he has to go out of his way and say, Lav Dafka, right? Tzoyin Loimlai. Tzoyin Loimlai means Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean refuah. But she'enei Meichel Briyim, something which is not called Meichel Briyim, she'osi rak l'tzan l'odom, which means it has a particular purpose. A regular, normal person, now Briyim doesn't mean bari healthy. Bari means for no reason a person would take it. Right? The chayim of the merchat is not necessarily a chayli.
Now l'tzan, is that purpose a stam usage, or is there something wrong with it?
Oh, so that's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't mean that you have to be sick because of it, but it's uncomfortable. So the word is that since the nekuda of Meichel Brim, come, we just started, so we're going to get through the whole sugya today. You'll have hanoch, and I'll tell you the emes. Once in a, you know, you have to go through it once. It's a sugya mentioned on this.
So if you could just repeat the drop you said.
Yes, I will.
Assume
I will.
I'm stupid and
no, I'm not going to assume. I assume that you're a tzaddik and you come with serious nefesh. That's how I look at it.
No, I meant as far
that's
as the repeating. Assume. Don't assume I know everything.
Okay. The Shulchan Aruch clearly differentiates between something which is lishtia and lirfufu. Paltiel asked me, Shtia is Nishke Chiddush. So we're going to learn, it doesn't mean, of course, it's controversial, Shtia. doesn't mean it's just a soda. It means that it, there's refuah in it, and you can be mechavel the refuah, but since it's
named... It's the gemara by the shemen, how you do it, whether you boil it, if
and
you gargle it, right.
And brachas, what is it? Lamed something, lamed...
And I looked up last night.
What's lamed something?
Yeah, I didn't even put the gemara back, it's still here.
Lamed vav, right?
The first
lamed. First lamed vav, right? It's lamed vav. It's also in Shabbos, where so is it like nun something, nun beis, nun vav?
No,
kuf nun vav, maybe it's kuf nun vav. Okay, I'll call him. It's this is the sug. Shay. So the question is, very, very, very controversial topic. How do you define refuah? What is refuah? So kipshut refuah means it has to be to heal. So the bi'alacha chips away at that. Ritzayin alayma. That's very important. Keep that bi'alacha in mind. Ritzayin alayma. She'ein le'maychel b'riyah. It doesn't mean that it has to be a medicine, quote unquote, but something which is not meant for b'riyim. And what does bari mean? It doesn't mean b'riyim that it's sick, right? Bari just means that he's not gonna. It's not meant to take away any ailment. There's illness. Let's use those words. Illness and ailment. So this is to take away an ailment, right? Because it's in the Beis HaMerchatz.
There's something that's bothering you, and you're taking it.
That's what I want. That's what I want from this Bir Lach.
And he's us.
Briam doesn't mean what's mutter is, you know, what people eat for lunch, breakfast, and supper. Although that's not in sugya, right? Right. Michael Briam means, I'm saying faker, I'm saying it on the Shlili way. In other words, She'enei Michael Briam doesn't mean that it's something that's eaten normally. Anything which is not normal to eat doesn't have to be that it takes away a chayli. It could take away an inconvenience. That's already called not a Michael Briam, because there's no reason to eat it. Breakfast, lunch, and supper is Michael Briam. Anything which is out of the ordinary l'chayra, in this definition, is out of Michael Briam, even though it's not healing or because that's what Sani Lada Michael Beis Americans. Oh, Sam, see, Shem Zam just makes the D again in Michael Brim Lafuki Rafua. But I'm going one step further in defining, I mean, it's not even an illness. It's yeah, not.
Is the issue to use it for to be mitzanin?
Well, so is he learning that? Caffeine right. Pills is not
enough. Not Michael Brim, mainly you can't use it for Rafua.
The what?
Is the issue over here that this is what's kaveh, what Michael Briam is, what's Michael Briam, what's not Michael Briam? Mamela, the thing that's not Michael Briam, you can't use for purposes, ailment.
Ailment, yeah, right, oh, yeah.
That's something in the word. Illness?
No, so what we're saying
is... For this ailment, it's also.
Yeah, but
this thing that's not Michael Briam...
This is what I'm saying. From the first line of the Bialacha, the pashtus is that there's something called normal breakfast, lunch, and supper, and this is not what normal people eat, which means it's not taken on a constant, normal basis to feed oneself. Right?
Okay, it's something that's taken.
It's taken, right. It's something that's taken. Very good, okay? Now, does the taken have to be that it's for illness? No. From Beis HaMerchatz, you see that it's just uncomfortable. I mean, it's not...
Temporary.
But is that why it's kavur that it's not a Machom Brian?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying even more. Even more. If it's not Michael Briam, and the usage, that's what I'm adding, and the usage doesn't even have to be for an ailment, that's already called a problem. There's two nakudas. One is She'ena Michael Briam, which means regular people don't take it. And on top of that, the tzairich of it not necessarily has anything to do with chayli. It's not about sickness. It's about discomfort. So if something which alleviates discomfort, still it's not normal to take. So Vertus Aser in the sugya of Shchika Samimon says Reb Shem Zalman that this is the definition, not refuah. You don't have to make the general wide definition of refuah. We go with the very narrow definition of it's not Michael Briam, and I'm explaining and adding even for not an ailment. Lefize makes an afkamina.
You see that from Zalman's album.
I'm saying with the pills, the caffeine, that's what I'm saying.
It's not an ailment.
Not an ailment at all.
It's a situation.
Exactly.
Situation's a good word.
That's what I'm... But I'm being masber.
But I'm saying you see that from Zalman's case.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
So I don't think you're taking it further than
that. Okay, I don't mean exactly further. I'm just further than what we said yesterday. All I'm trying to say is today we're going to get it clear. Ain't a Michael Briam, he's not normal eating. And the Nakuda is that there's a something that's difficult for you, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a chayim. Okay, so he comes and he says that the caffeine pills and the sleeping pills.
Why is coffee? Why would coffee be?
Slowly. Let's talk slowly. So first,
coffee is a drink, and people drink
it. A minute. Is this for me?
Yeah.
Take you up on the offer.
Bring it to the doctor.
Okay. So the caffeine pill and the sleeping pill. On the bottom of the Shulchan Shleim we saw yesterday, he speaks out. At the bottom, we saw that he says that sometimes sleeping pills is not mutter. So he says that obviously when he was matter when someone has a problem, an insomnia, and he can't sleep, and I got some
ice. It's interesting. In Shin Chof Ches, in Sif Lam Zayin, it says, Kol she'ena macho mas kebrim, osu la'ocho l'shtoysai,
So he's learning. It's a very, very narrow definition of fluch. That's what I'm telling you. That's what he's being medayik from here. That's the shtickle shulchan shleima that we're learning. That's
bi'alacha.
It's there. He's telling a ma'ariv kavart that when it says refuah, that it's a ma'ariv side. Refuah does not mean refuah. Refuah means anything that bothers you, and that's already not called ma'ariv brim because you don't take it unless it bothers you, unless you have the situation. Not being able to sleep is a situation.
A situation or a disease?
It's a situation. That's what he wants to say, and therefore it's a problem. Therefore it's a problem. It's not Michael Bream. He's matter. It says on the bottom daughter that later on he's going to be matter. It's a matter for someone that's sick. Someone that has insomnia. Insomnia, shena disease. Now, the only thing is, you have to clarify. This is really, I wanted to, you know, at the end, I wanted to get to it. I guess we'll fast forward to today. How do you know you have that? I mean, do you have to go to sleep and it doesn't work out, and then you take the pill? Because otherwise,
the
person goes to sleep, right? He can't sleep, so he takes the pill. Let's say he's afraid he won't be able to go to sleep. Maybe he can stop taking the pill. Or maybe if he has a few nights and he couldn't sleep, so he's allowed to lechatchila take it. No, but let's say for a few nights he can't sleep. So I don't know.
Symptoms of a disease already. Just say one night.
I don't know. Not necessarily. Let's say a person says he has trouble sleeping.
One night?
Maybe this man says shverkite to sleep. So he can make a chesh.
Let's say there's a certain matzah there. There's an anxiety there.
That's right. He has anxiety. So he thinks, tonight I won't be able to sleep. So I need a sleeping pill. It's not clear what the hagdara is between... Yeah, but if he's saying that he'll be mitzdayer harpa, you don't need that the chayli should be. We learned this yesterday, right? We learned yesterday that he asked a gvaldi gvart or something. Why do you have to wait for the chayli to be there? And then to be matter it, just take it in advance. So if you really believe that it's going to come...
So you think you're going to get a headache?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, you know, that's what I told him.
I asked
yesterday, what do you do? This is every person can be hypochondriac. I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, you go to Rav. The Rav has to know. I don't know. You're a hypochondriac. I don't know the answer to that.
I might have the disease also. I don't know.
But this is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. What are you tying up, Blazer? You're glad to mensch. You hear the Shaila? So it's a good Shaila because, you know, you're not matter it regularly. You're only matter it when you have a problem. So when does the problem begin? One night of not sleep, two nights. Could you anticipate you're not going to sleep and it's already a problem? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. One thing for sure, if you have a lot of nights of sleeplessness, you know, they rather say that when a person doesn't sleep for a few nights, he has to go to a doctor, maybe something underlying there's something wrong. So maybe that's already a gather of chayli a few nights. I'm saying medically they give you that.
I'm just thinking, you know, it happens to me, but there are other reasons for that.
Yeah, okay. All right. You know, there was once a person by that God, he said, Dam tzvadeya bonim arayif dever. So he said, Shtei kinim. He says, Bonim echa mak. You know, they could also be also. Because you're sleepless nights. Shai, don't take it that serious. I never thought I'll say serious. European jokes. You can't handle a European joke. Come on. Mekitza, this is Shaila in Reb Shleima Zalman. Okay, and he himself, Taka, like I said, paskins, that if you anticipate the chayli, then you're allowed to take it. We saw this yesterday. So how about if you anticipate the sleepless night? Is that called a chayli? I don't know. Now, the regular coffee drinking has to be gefragt doch gut. The coffee drinking, why is it good? So the truth is, anything which is shtir, and that we saw from the Bialachi yesterday, anything which is shtir, even if you mechan for a fool is mutter. Right? With the Miri Pita, Divya Maskal Pita, who's reading? Gedra plays. You read, since you don't have the Mishnah Berurah, you read. Yeah, I know how to play, I know how to do it. Pita, Pita, Divya Maskal Pita. Right? Yeah. That's going on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's do the Shulchan Aruch. I think everybody knows the Shulchan Aruch already. Ain't sure it's a halat to the pesh with tzayim shderach the shayis or a fua. Have a nice latecha chaimitz on the table by pitei. So if you do it through food, you're not allowed to make this halatis because it's a refuah thing. But if you put it into food, which we're going to learn later, it's one of the heterim that the Gedalim or Shem Zalman speaks about it. You put all your medicine into food, you're done.
Yeah, someone
done.
Someone made cupcakes with pills in them.
With pills in them, give all. You're done. This is mahalach. All right. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Eikan Hecker. Go ahead. Shehul refuah.
Shekal shana noy v'tivo.
Well, mash mizeh. Gam kein shari. It's also mutter. Even if he's mechavel or fua, it's also mutter. Okay. So you see that if you take food, and agavuchadik, you verstehst, it's not nicker, so then it becomes mutter. Okay. So that's coffee. You could take food, and even if you mean fua. And this is even worse, right? Because this is mamish refuah mixed into the food.
Someone like, I never drink a coffee as time as a drink. I don't take it because
but people do it. Who cares what you do?
People do it, so it doesn't matter. People see you drinking coffee, don't say, oh,
I was
going to
say he's sick.
No, they say, oh, he's sick.
No, when you drink the coffee, it's not nicker.
Your wife might say
it. Yeah, but it's not nicker that it's a problem, and therefore there's no problem. So remember this be'alach, okay? And I told you,
Rashi. Someone that drinks this stuff from the Chaim HaMerchat, someone's going to say he's sick?
They say there's a reason. It's taking Kelpecta. It's like Kelpecta. It has a reason to take it. But a coffee's a drink.
He's doing it for a discomfort.
He needs a coffee.
People don't drink coffee for that. People drink coffee all day.
You need a soda.
Now you went to Evanston Cutler. Whenever I go visit over there, I visit every now and then. I pay my dues. You know, my wife works for them. She gives, what do they call those little coffee things? Cappuccino. The cappuccino? Those little cappuccinos. You must have a frozen cappuccino. Whenever I walk into the house, you must, Rabbi Valkin, you need unless she's telling me I'm sick, I don't know what she's telling me exactly. But it's a drink. A coffee is a drink. A coffee is a drink. They don't drink coffee. A coffee is a drink. Shame. The male event is good. The only thing is, this I told you I'm not mesupik about, and the more I think about it, mer and mer mesupik. You don't want to take a full coffee. You take a little bit of coffee in a cup. You mix it with a tiny drop of water because all you want is the caffeine. Why is that different than taking a caffeine pill?
How much are you talking about?
I can't tell you measurements. That's too. No, you take a little coffee. So I'm just saying, but you can tell you're just taking the coffee.
I know, but that's a drink.
That's not a drink.
You go to the coffee shops.
Nobody takes a teaspoon of coffee.
You go bust the chefs. You go bust the situation.
You go to the coffee shop.
A person takes a coffee. He's not.
He's saying that they do that.
Tatla, nobody in the world does that. Yeah. Nobody takes a teaspoon of coffee with a tiny drop of water.
And how about other Machel Brim? Huh? How about other Machel Brim? There's no other Machel Brim that the Derech is to take a certain amount before it's a Machel
Brim. I know before I take a shear and I'm tired. That's how I take my coffee. I don't even put hot water in it. I just put cold water and then a little bit just to get it down.
The Rav ever ate just the end of a crust of bread?
For you, it's tacos.
Like the end of a crust of bread.
For the rest of the world.
Why is somebody doing it?
But there's not a Brius in it. There's no Kavanah Brius in it. But here there's Kavanah Brius.
Cross the bread
nap.
But let's
just somebody. Everybody knows people take coffee because they're tired. That's the reason why you take coffee. Drink a coffee. To drink a coffee is because you like the coffee. And even if it has other you drink wine because you want to fall asleep. I'll be drinking wine. But if a guy comes,
the situation,
this I hope is a suffix. And let's do the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Aleph. Okay.
Especially the brands of coffee that
they
get nowadays.
People drink coffee. Ne, ich nicht maske. Ayin Aleph. Go ahead, Ayin Aleph. Do Ayin Aleph. Do.
It's going on Yud Ches.
I know. I'm sorry, Ayin Beis. L'shroi say. Shreitzer. Look it up and you tell me if you're masculine. The Zehu. Michael Tzatzbury.
Where are we looking?
Ayin Beis. Ayin Aleph. Ayin Beis. L'shreisei. This is halacha. That you're allowed to be l'shtais. You're allowed to drink this. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why are you allowed to drink it? Batab the Zel Michael Tzatzbury.
That's why you're not allowed.
The loy minker. No, that's why you're allowed to. It's mutter l'shreisei.
It is? No, going on. What?
Yeah, it's going on the l'shtais.
Well, I was going on your test.
Well, who's sorry?
Yeah. It's going on how you show me as
mutter. How you show me as mutter. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because Batab the Zel Michael Tzatzbury. The loy minker milsa shulur afur. So it could be it's telling the Minka Milsa, and if a guy drinks the coffee, who's looking how much coffee he took?
But if a guy's doing it the refuah, then Shas Brim is a problem.
That's mutter. We just learned it. If Michael Brim was the refuah, is mutter. No?
This is not Michael Brim. It's Shas Brim.
Shas Brim, yes.
Look there, Michael Shas Brim.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same, but it says kol afle mashkim shem achol brim mutter lachem l'shtaisen afle shem koshim l'ksas brim mucha milsa del refua avid.
It's mucha milsa, that's the word. Here it's not mucha milsa. As he wants to say, it's not mucha milsa male vetus mutter. So it could be that be the makim to matter. So I'm a subject. At the end of the day, halacha l'maisa. If someone comes to ask me, even though I do it, I don't know if you're allowed to do it. I don't know. It's not so pasha to me. You take coffee, a little bit, in a cup. That's drinking caffeine. What are you drinking, coffee? Let's say it's drinking coffee. So not too much, a little bit. So add a little water. And a chanan. If you add water, then it's not a problem. But to drink it, that it's nicker, that you stop taking coffee, drinking caffeine, doesn't get head. I don't see the head to it. Okay. So pills. I'm sure Mizalman asks it. Yeah?
A guy's schwach because he didn't eat, That's all he's eating because he's schwach.
But Chacham didn't answer.
It makes sense.
A person comes and puts a little coffee in it. So it's not a pill. It has to be a pill. So a pill is that. Now, honestly, you want to. What I told you this yesterday, and I hold the whole thing as mutter. The whole thing is this is gone. Especially once you understand Ramesh's chuvis, salsa up out. The alamaisa is not again. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
What do you mean by Ramesh's
chuvis? Listen, we're going to get to it right now. We're going to get to it right now. Okay, now. What do I mean by Ramesh's chuvis? Vitamins, I'm saying. Igus Mesh, Archaim, Chel, Gimel, Simon, Nodala. Take it out. It's tired to see it inside. Shiva Zatzal says that vitamins are mutter on Shabbos. There's no problem with taking vitamins on Shabbos. Epshleim is Zalman. In the Shulchan Shleim Shin Chachef Siv Kanal, you saw it yesterday, brings down that vitamins are awesome. So I told you, I once asked Rip David, I don't understand why is it that vitamins are mutter because it's called Meichel on Shabbos. And when it comes to Trefus, there's no problem with Trefus vitamins because it's not called a Meichel. Is there or isn't it a Meichel? So David told me, you're not learning the tshuva right. The pshat is that it's not Derech Achila. It's a Meichel that's eaten. Shalaiki Derech Achila. Vertus mutter. But the Meichel itself is Meichel Brim. It's mutter. No problem. So therefore, Shabbos is totally in the Meichel, and Trefus is totally in the Derech Achil. Shay, good. Agav Reb Shlomo Zalman says that the vitamins for the 9-year-old child and under, 9 and under, till 9, is a Chayli Shem Be'Sakana, and therefore you can be Meichel because they're weak, and vitamins becomes a Tzairich. It's interesting. Today, I don't know if they push the vitamins as much. In the old days, they used to push it like every child needed vitamins. They coughed it. They made candy vitamins. Like it was like a whole zach. I don't know if they push it as much today.
As kids, they had.
As kids, it was candy vitamins. No, but it was like a chaykel yav. You had to take.
Put it more in the food now.
Fluoride. That's what it is. Yeah.
The
so that's what I'm saying. I don't know what Reb Shlomo Zalman would say today. That's all. Just write this ha'ara down.
Those boys take vitamins.
But they put it in the cereal.
Okay. You wrote down the coffee? You wrote down the whole, the shakatai of the coffee?
Yesterday.
But the two dakudas in the Mishnah Berurah, the bialacha, and the Mishnah Berurah, that it's Michael Ktsas, Nicker.
Yeah.
Very important. The knickers. Okay. The vitamins. So even Ramosha's, right, that you already know for sure, but even Reb Shlomo Zalman's Isser, that he comes to be matir for a child under 9, I don't know what he would hold today. There's so much vitamins in the cereals. Everything is. Everything. What? In the cereal, it's not real?
No, it
doesn't cut into you. Not real vitamins.
See, all the vitamins they give you are not processed. They're also processed.
They are also. So you eat fruits and vegetables. Right.
Whatever it is. I don't know. Today they don't push the vitamins like they used to push in the old days. Okay. Al Kaponim, let's go back to our Shaila. So I want a Taina. And with this, I want to open up the whole sugya. I want to say this yesterday. I was tired. I want to open the whole sugya with this. There's a Yisoy Nizdikim Achloikis between Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe. Reb Shlomo Zalman learned that you don't need refuah. Anything which is not Michael Briam is already awesome. Vitamins is not taken as breakfast, lunch, and supper. The Shiva Zatzal held that it has to be refuah. The refuah asses. Anything which is not refuah, so Mamela Michael Briam is.
So why does it have to be Michael?
Huh?
Even if it's not a Michael. But if it's not the
what do you want it to be? No, he doesn't mean Michael. He just meant people take vitamins. It's not a sickness. You don't have to be sick to take a vitamin.
Some bechlavas don't steal.
That's right. That's what I'm telling you.
But wasn't Reb David saying because of the treifas? No.
Reb David was just saying, but it's a Michael on Shabbos, and here it's not a Michael.
But Reb David was saying that where it's not a Michael, that doesn't mean it's not a Michael.
You're making alumnus of Michael. The point is, it's not called a refuah. That's the main yisoid.
Yeah, I'm saying Reb David was focusing on the tarfus tshuva, and the Reb now is teaching up the kashrus.
It's not a stira. It's not really a stira, because even in Shabbos, what makes it normal is that it's a Michael. I mean, it definitely has to go under Hagdar of Michael. I mean, if not, then what do you take? I mean, you stop swallowing cardboards.
You're not doing lirfua.
Yeah, but that's what it means. And then you're doing lirfua. I mean, part of it is that it comes normal Michael.
So, I mean, I'm saying the Bialachus case.
I know what you're doing. What you're doing is you're making very technical. You don't need to go there. It's more simpler. It's a Michael. And the pshat is, it's not Michael that it's the lurfua, that mamish you go and it's marpi you, it's healing you, so then it's mutter.
A Michael that is, there's such a thing, a Michael the lurfua?
Yes, we're going to get to this. I want to tell you a big yesoid. Anything which is not marpe. You see, because you have to go back to the yesoid. He really asked a nice question. You know, food is also amazing. Food is also amazing. So where do you draw the line? So the Teretz is because Chacham didn't ask because always you're not eating on Shabbos? Or you could come and say that that's not what the Chacham even came with. The Chacham came with something which is refuah. And I want to explain to you what I mean. Give me a second. Give me a half a second. You'll see what I mean. Let's say a diet pill. We'll give you a mushroom diet pill. So we said yesterday, some of them just make you feel full. You know, it's just, it has a grapefruit, mit pectin, mit fiber, Then you have some that have excedamin. What's not excedamin? What's it called? The thing that makes the heart fast. Excedamin, right? The thing that makes the heart fast. It's something that makes, they rather took it out because people got heart attacks from it, whatever. But it's a chemical, right? It's a chemical diet pill. All right? So, l'chayre, that should be awesome. So, there's an interesting tshuva from Avissa Karelitz. Avissa Karelitz, tainis. Here, take it out. I want you to look it up. Amud Kuf Nun Beis. Yeah.
Wild ones are like, say, 1 point, or maybe.
Yes, okay.
Someone told me you got to jump to exercise or run to exercise.
We're going to get to this. This but is not so passionate.
It's not passionate even to walk. If you have in mind.
I know.
To do exercise, so we're going to
get. So we're going to get to this in two. Give me 2 minutes.
You're eating for health.
We're going to get. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. You're not saying it override. Therefore, you're getting stuck on the eating valve. Okay, Kufnan base. I'm a Kufnan base. Diet pill.
Should I carry you the show?
Diet pill. Okay.
You don't have
it. Abdin as at the oven.
At the oven, okay, yeah.
Lulai's round pills have an abdin as at the oven that destroy the appetite. Today, Shalom Yoichal Yasal Amida, that they shouldn't eat more than the correct measurement of food. Mistava de la Mikri Rufu.
Ah.
Such pills.
It's not called Rufu. Why?
What pills?
It takes away the appetite, yes. It's not called the Rufu. Yeah.
The Ain Zeh Elalitin Lo Hargosha Shemusava.
Ah.
He's
I said it. I'm saying a word. I want you to listen carefully to what he's saying.
It's like Ramesha.
It's like Ramesha. The way I understand Ramesha. This is what I'm saying. You see others learn like this also. There's something which directly goes to be Marpa. And then there's something which indirectly is a Rafur. It doesn't heal the Machl. See, this is what it takes away your appetite. Melly, you don't want to eat. So there are pills, there are medicines, there are medicines. Let's say Matt, we'll get to it. There are antibiotics
ADD
pills. Kills the germs. Antibiotics kills the thing. Mashenke, where it does something and mainly you don't have the chaylio, you don't have the issue. That's not called before.
But he's saying, is this worse than the case of the bialach? I mean, they're just going negative bialach? But they're touching up the bialach is only telling you what's not a machal b'riyim, but not for which tzorich. About it, the tzorich has to be.
I don't know what the. I don't know. But the Rosh Hashiva maybe was not learning the bialach so strictly. Rosh Hashiva Zatzal obviously was not learning the bialach so strictly. He was learning that it has to have some refuah in it, and if it doesn't have refuah, a vitamin doesn't have refuah.
Maybe Moshe learned the beralacha that chaim doesn't just mean I'm hot.
Unless maybe it's a chayli also.
You got a little bit of fever
maybe.
Because
well,
you
maybe.
Were in a very hot, steamy room.
Maybe.
Chaim is a merchot. Maybe you got a little heat stroke. Not a major, like a real heat stroke. The imam is a chayli.
The other way around. Once a person is sick, it's much worse because then it's a medicine.
Did he mean more like a lemonade? I need to
get cold. Let's say a guy has a cold and takes vitamins. It's the other way around. But preventive, it's the other way around. You're saying over the psak that many say.
I say preventive is okay.
It's much better because it's you're not sick. You're just trying to take it to feel good.
Why is birth control pills
not? We'll get to it.
Not a medicine at all.
I know. That's what I'm. That's the end of the shit. You gotta wait, and that'll be the heter. Okay. Now take out the chew for a Moshe Harav on it. Okay. Now. If a person got a prescription,
you
want
to say that according to Shlomo Zalman, then even the dietary pills that are just to fill you up would be usher, because it's far for a situation.
Correct. I hold that Rav Shlomo Zalman had a very, I'm telling you,
very
Clark,
strict.
A very strict
definition
of what's called the medicine. Yeah.
You're taking it for anything besides for you're hungry.
If you're hungry,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. That's what I'm saying in Ripshaw. You see, Ripshaw Zalman talks about caffeine pills and the Mewa. I don't believe for 1 minute that she would hold a caffeine pill as a problem and a what you call pill as a problem. it's vitamins. What is it? It's chayli. You're sick. You're not sick. What's vilsta? Not sick. Right? Okay. Now, let's just backtrack two steps, okay? If a person is overweight and the doctor tells him that he's gonna die if he doesn't take diet pills, then you better take them, okay?
Rather, the Lashon and Rashi in Shabbos,
yeah.
By the Alunta, says, Shein elamashket tzame, elalitzanin alacha mechot. So he drinks this, you know, he drinks it with dugmas before.
Right, so that's what I'm trying to say. It's Rav Zalman is saying it's a very, very, you know, very strict definition.
It's
all drabbana. Gzeiris shchikas habamana. We're going to get to. No, not at all. Okay. Lamaisa, where would the shaila be? The shaila would be a woman, you know, the stomach, the women, they take these diet pills and they don't need to, or they shouldn't be, whatever the case is. So this becomes the need. They don't really need it. It's not a choyli. There's nothing there. But the mice, it's not marpa. It's not healing them. There's no refu involved. Okay.
Psychological refu.
Okay. Take a look at the Mishnah Bura, Shin Chav Ches, Siv Katan Kuf Yud Ches, Siv Katan Kuf Mem, and tell me if you agree with this and Karel's after you read this Mishnah Bura. Shin Chav Ches. Mishnah Bura Kuf Yud Ches.
Page 334.
That works.
Okay, so what's this mashke? What mashke are you not allowed to drink? Let's hear. Mashmishal, what's mashmishal? Make you help you to help you go. No, Pepto-Bismol is a little different. Pepto is the anti-shal. That's because when you have a stomach ache, that could be a chayli already. It's the other way around. Mishal should mean prune juice, exactly. So Mishnah Bura says you're allowed or you're not allowed.
You're not allowed unless you're chayil.
Unless you're chayil, yeah.
Nishviyah.
Looking at her fool.
Something wrong over here.
It's always something. There's something wrong. It's not a question of wrong. Not a fool.
What
do you say? Tell me Saturday. Dagdara is that something which is marbid. It works as a roife, healing a disease. But something which just prevents a situation and therefore you feel better.
It's called the diet pills.
Right, the diet pills. Mm-hmm. Which I'm telling to the vitamins. Which I'm telling to the prune juice, huh?
No, I don't hear
it. Huh? Right, Michal says you're not sick. Elamai.
Yeah, but prune juice is a mycobrium, Michal.
And what do you see? It's awesome, no?
What?
And you see, he says,
he does not say prune juice. So there was something that they only drank, and no one else, nobody but.
Whatever
you know,
it is, are you masking? Are you masking? Are you masking that
no,
this
not in the
thing
section. It's in the,
is
it's Mishal in the
section. What does Mishal Shul do? Mishal Shul just takes the.
The kosher.
Mishal's not healing your cells in your body. It's just giving you the ability to
fine, but this is something that's strictly not a Michael Mashke Brim. That's the case in the Shulchan Aruch.
But
diet
pills is Michael Brim.
Huh?
Diet pills to you is Michael Brim.
No, I'm just
what's
saying.
Talking about?
I'm talking about Prunjus.
I'm not talking Prunjus. I'm talking about here. Diet pills to this thief cup. Tzarechin God. I'm not so sure. I'm not clear about this. This is not clear to me. This is not glatt. To say a diet pill, a vitamin is a little bit better, and that's maybe the terrace to your kasha. Saif kol saif, it's a food. A vitamin is more of a food, okay? So maybe that's why the Rashiva talks about food, Michael Breen, fine. All right? You want another one? Here, how about kuf mem? Look at kuf, see if kuf mem. How about Steve Kuf?
This is like
for us.
What?
No.
Keep going. Lana.
What's that Lana?
What's Lana?
So it's
not
food that they take.
What is it? Is it a grown like a
prunes? Lana is a vegetable.
Vegetable? You're not
eating
vegetable.
It helps you for your stomach, no,
maybe
digestive.
Maybe because you're squeezing the vegetable.
Example.
If it's made
like example. Like example, yeah. So what does he say? Mutasa, no? Why? Why? What's the refu? What does it do to you?
Mishalsha.
See, clearly.
So in Pesach, you can't drink prune juice.
You're trying to control something.
That's not bad. I like what you're saying. You're saying a good word. You know that. You're saying that b'chol, the whole concept of diet is not a refu. In other words, what it does is it just makes you not hungry. It's not healing anything. That's not good. That's not kind of good. You should.
What, have you preventative?
Yeah, it's not, no. So, Bashenki, by Mishal Shul, you have something wrong. There's something
I'm
wrong.
So, every preventative is really
it's not the preventative. You're saying
nothing happened.
Nothing. It's not even a medicine because it's not doing anything. It's just telling you you're not hungry. It's giving signals to your brain you're not hungry. But mainly, you don't want to eat. So he wants to say that doesn't even have the class. Else you wouldn't buy it in the store of medicine. You'd buy it in the
but Shabbos is problem.
After the cakes in the
you must do it in Shabbos.
After the cakes in the store, you have cakes and then diet pill.
You must do it in Shabbos.
Good, but he's trying to say that it's not a refuah. Maybe it's a good vod. He's saying good vod.
What's happening with the Shalosh Sudot? What's happening with Mechuyav Shalosh Sudot?
What does that do with the other? We're discussing here that if a person takes a diet pill, is it a refuah?
But you Mechuyav to eat Shalosh Sudot.
Good to eat. What does it have to do? Say, ask. What do you want?
If you're going to take the pill, this...
See, stop asking me a separate question. Are you allowed to take diet pills on Shabbos? So you're allowed to take as long as you eat what you have to eat.
Just need a kazayas and some bread. It's not that hard.
We're talking about a regular standard. Average.
That's exactly what we said. If a person is extremely overweight, then he needs it. Otherwise, he's getting a heart attack. Let him take his pills all day long. But I'm talking about a regular normal lady who's hakta Chinese, that she's fat, that she's not fat. Hacking a Chinese that they're fat, even though they're not fat. So that's not so posh. So he's tiny, that it's not a problem anyway.
That's
what
he means.
Would you hold? I'm telling you, he's saying good. You don't know how good he's saying. I would kiss him if he was my child. My son, I would get a kiss from me. He's saying a good vod. What are you talking about? My son said he'd get a kush for zavod. Only thing is, so what about the vitamin, the ones that burn fat? And, I don't know. Maybe it's a little different, huh?
It's already changing the body.
I don't know. It's. I'm called Panim. You see that there's a sugya here. All I want is that there's a very broad sugya. What's called refuah and what's called Michael Bream. And you see that we're tiptoeing. What? Mishal Shilin Doseishin. Yeah, refuah. Okay. With this Rabbi Sai. I want to discuss medicines, aspirins with you. Okay.
Is it aspirin or Tylenol and ibuprofen?
So there's aspirin, there's Tylenol and ibuprofen. I told this to you yesterday, right? Some of them work. Actually, some. I can tell you which. The aspirin and the ibuprofen work differently than the Tylenol. The aspirin and the ibuprofen are anti-inflammatory, and that's how you take away the pain.
It's a medication.
It's a medication more. A Tylenol is a pain reliever. It just blocks the pain. In the lumbus that we're saying, a Tylenol, huh?
Icodine.
Yeah, like a codeine. It's a it might be a better drug as far as Shabbos.
Codeine puts you out of the count.
Codeine takes care of the pain.
It takes care of the pain. No, but Shabbos, how it takes care of the pain. If it takes care of the pain by being marpa, what's causing the pain? That lechayer might be a little worse. Masha'en kain, the Tylenol might be a little bit better. Because this, if you learn of this lamas, zichanat Michael Bream. Normal people don't eat this, right? You're not gonna, in Reb Shlomo Zalman's Hagdaris of Michael Bream, everything is no good, right? Masha'en kain, if you start clearing in what's exactly called refuah, if you have a choice, maybe you should take a Tylenol over it. Now, this is a thing I've been talking about for years, and it was a chiddush to me that he knew this. Mm-hmm. This doctor in the morning, what's his name? He came here in the morning. I was shocked that he knew this. What's his name? Dr. Zamel. Mm-hmm. Dr. Zamel said that he heard that it's better to take it. I couldn't believe he said that. I was yeah. I was flabbing. I he told me he heard from Rabbi Monk, maybe. I don't know if he heard from... This Vart. There's two things. There's refuah, and then there's stam, something which alleviates the cause of, and the mela...
Not even the cause. Just
what the pain? The mail is. It could problem. Be. It's better. Okay.
So what about giving it to kids? Because one of my kids, Motrin, works better.
A kid is a chayla. A kid could be on any little thing that doesn't fit. A kid is a chayla. What do you
mean?
See anything that he has? Every time he's in pain, he's a chayla. What?
That affects the problem. The etzem. The
Advil. Yeah.
Tylenol just masks the pain.
Masks the pain. It's complicated. It has to do with the COEX, as it's called. Coxes. It's with the blood. It's complicated. All right. But basically, that's what it is.
Tylenol's a better
COEX, it's called. The Cox inhibitors is called. What?
Tylenol's saying it's better to take.
Lechayra in Lumdis, the Tylenol is better. And it was a chiddush to me that someone else also came to stomach.
Next time you look at a Tylenol.
Huh? You'll understand what's this on Tylenol. Okay.
What you looking at.
Now, Rabbi Sai, let's discuss the fiber and the fiber pills, all right? So first of all, there's two types of fiber, the soluble and non-soluble. Soluble fiber is oichel, it's real, regular oichel. Now, this that you're taking in a pill form, I don't know if there's an issue to take food in a pill form. There's an to take food in a pill form.
Yeah, that's really
vitamin. Yeah, no, but I'm saying, even in Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara, I'm saying. A vitamin.
It's just like the Rebbe was saying with the coffee. The small amount of caffeine.
Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know.
Do they do that in the food? Do they do
you
that?
Can take, I mean, it's a soluble, I don't know, it's a food. Okay, the non-soluble, which is the stuff that you use, that the Metamucil, right? So here it could be totally the same shayla. It's not something which is taken normally, unless you're an older person, which I told yesterday is machlokes me and my father about that. But even if, let's say, it's something that's not taken normally, right?
Aspirin.
Not aspirin, the Metamucil.
I'm saying, but Rebbe was talking about yesterday.
No, the Metamucil. No, the aspirin you have to take anyway. Aspirin is something else. That's usually, if you have to take, you have to take. But the Metamucil, it's daily. It's a daily thing by older people.
Metamucil? I know there are five. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Those fibers is Metamucil.
With the
right.
New thing for the heart now.
That's nothing. That's Shekhov Chazam. That's a. Whatever. But kids, the point being that the Metamucil is l'chayre, but it doesn't work l'rafua though. It doesn't work l'rafua. Meaning, but the shayla is it like mishal shalit? I don't know what it, I don't know
it's
how. Right,
it's preventive because otherwise it causes problems.
It's just staying healthy. It's healthy to be cleaned out.
No, it's more than that. It's staying healthy. Meaning because
you're not
you don't,
listening. Can I just tell you?
Once you chop it,
I'm saying. The shilshul is something that's mishal, which means it works on the goof that gets the person to be mishalshit. This doesn't work on the body at all. This is just, you can't digest this. It is regular psilus. There's no change in your body because you ate fiber. The other thing, taka works, that is a laxative. There's something called a laxative. A laxative makes that the body now, it can't, right, it can't, the muscles contract and it comes out. Shaking this doesn't do anything. This is just regular psilocybin that you can't eat. It's like regular fiber, regular going. So if we're going to be say that anything which isn't mamish rafu is mutter, then l'chayr can be matter it also. Now, with this same nakuda, I want to talk about Ricola candies. Are you allowed to take a Ricola if you're not, you know, a person doesn't have a sore throat, he just likes it. Hot lib Ricola candies.
I mean, as a kid, it was a big thing.
A big
there
thing.
There are plenty of people who hold their nakosha during the week either.
Okay, because they hold that there's no heksha, whatever. Okay, I don't know. That's a technical. That's not Mr. Bursch.
I just called everybody to know that one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But let's see a throat lozenger. Guy wants to. He rather likes it. He likes the taste of a throat.
Ricola is not kosher.
That's a shit. Huh?
They say you should have halls over. But anyway, fine.
Okay.
I made my point now.
Okay, see you later.
The guy in the pharmacy said that the KCL doesn't hold of it either. They just don't want to say that you can't use it. That's what the guy in the landscape pharmacy told me.
They have some big policy. The letters in for letters they make you a Michigan or a strawberry, but for this is okay.
Okay, let's go back. Now,
what do you say about prune juice? I don't get what you said.
So I don't know. Prune juice is a regular shtia.
What about tea? Tea is the same thing.
And a chanami.
We spoke about that.
Anything that's tea, which is shtia, even if you mechavel or fu, it's mutter.
So
what's
the difference?
Why stomach?
I didn't say prune juice is different. I don't know. I said that I don't know what that is. Maybe it's only drunk. When you,
I don't think regular people drink prune juice.
Could be, yeah, sometimes. People like it. Yeah, people do it.
What's cognac?
Cognac is whiskey. Cognac is whiskey. Okay, now Rabbi Sai, so what, are you allowed to do this? Are you allowed to take the Ricola when you mechavin shaloi l'rafua? So let's do now the first bir halacha. I hold it's munach in the first bir halacha. That's why I obviously. Yeah, shederach l'shrois l'rafua. So b'gemar isatap shloyasek edesh oisa b'chol, right? Venafkamina, Afilum is Kavan Bishyosolishtia Baalma Osmi Tamze because of Choil. Mashma, if it's not a problem of Choil, right? If the problem isn't Choil, then what's the halacha if it's Refuah Shum is Kavan Lishtia? That's Mutagam. Is that Choil in that Bealacha status, no?
Everybody thinks Prunjus during Pesach.
Yeah, okay, Prunjus is something else. So obviously, this was something which was more stronger than Prunjus. Okay?
One second.
Is he going with the gifts of the Shreisai?
This is going back to Derech L'Shreisai on the first one.
Yeah, but is that with the gifts of the Shreisai and not L'Shreisai?
Going back on the first Yud Zayin, it's not even going on any Gersayas. Shederech L'Shreisai. You want to know what?
It's going
on the Maisa, but it's not again. It's on the Maisa. Whatever. Shederech L'Shreisai Refuah. Bigmari said, "Tam shall yask der Shreisai Bechel." For Nafkmila, feel miskam b'shuyasa l'shtiya ba'alma. Also, we tam zalt choil, but mashma. That it's not oisim kemoisha oisim bechayil.
If
there's no problem, there's no asi involved.
No,
there would be no asi involved. So refuah, which is mecham l'shtiyah, is chayv der belach shteit mashmitz mutter. Something which is a refuah, meaning which could be a refuah l'shtiyah, and you mecham l'shtiyah. So I don't know, the Ricola candies, maybe it should be mutter. I don't know. Just hey, if a guy takes tons of vitamin C that has candy. Candy vitamin C, because he likes candy. He's thirsty. He likes the candy.
It's sugar, like candy.
Okay. Now I want to tell you about what we spoke yesterday. I hold, and I told this to you, that there are many, many gedolei achrayim from the Cheshek Shloima and others that say that the whole Indian of the vitamins today, is very questionable. Okay. Now, I understand the sugya. Let me tell you the chaymer of the sugya. The lemaisa, the Gemara in Beyah Daf Lamed says clearly that you're not allowed. That today it says you're allowed to be merakid. Bali Atayis, the Taisa says you're allowed to clap on Shabbos. I gzera shem yasa klei shir. So the Taisa says we don't know how to make klei shir anymore. Frek the Taz, so how could you be matter it? You need a davish of a minion. How can you matter the Gzeri? Yeah, God the Medav Chachma. So there's a paradar for every famous Rambam. I think it's Kuf Mem or Kuf Mem Aleph Beis. Somewhere in the Kuf Mems that says clearly that the Gzeri is Chachamim, even if it doesn't apply, Bizman Hazeh is still awesome. It's famous for Shainim.
There's another Taisa in the beginning of Be'er by the Nachash.
Talk Beznasim. Yeah, that you need Beznach Lahat.
Yeah, but it depends. Depends what type of Gzeri we're talking about. Not having Xavier falls under that.
Basically, this is the Suffolk. I hear, okay, it's big Ray. The kids are basically this is the Suffolk. Okay, now, the Cheshek Shloima says it. So I went to look today. It's Sitzel Yezza says Klar. So I'm going to tell you two places. Chelik Yir Aleph, Lamed Zayin, Simon Lamed Zayin. He goes by Oisius. So there's Ois Beis. And Chelik Yir Dalet, Nun, Ois Zayin, says clearly that you don't have to be so machmer. Where it's questionable medicine, you can be samech. And that's what I told you yesterday. Did I tell you that yesterday? When it's questionable medicine. So to start there, yes, soluble, not soluble. Is a fiber, is an achiz, is a sleeping pill, is not a sleeping pill. Something which is chlorophore, you could ask. Something which is not chlorophore, well, what's that answer? Why should you answer it? You don't have to be so machmir, Rabbi Yisai. This is what I was telling you yesterday, and I think it's Emes Lamitai. A paisik or Rav has to keep this back of his mind. And zicha, where you see that the guy's not feeling so well, and he let him take his medicine. Hast fafel tashir life. Tell me, see, like Valdekind.
Yeah.
I'll learn with you personally.
And not only that,
because
I
thought I live.
Also with the cherem of Reb Shach, whatever.
The kids are not paisik. So now Rabbi said, let's go weiter. Let's go.
Explain that 7 days for medicine from Moshe and Kadesh.
We're doing it right now. So give me 2 minutes and let's go weiter. Steht in Shulchan Aruch ein Shoyin as a Chalotis, Kvegeit Leinik. Ein Shoyin as a Chalotis. So Mashma, if you put it into Pita, it's good enough. When are you putting it into Pita? So it says Takel Aloch, if you put it out of Shabbos, so it's okay. And as they read Kepaskin, Rishon Zalman brings it down. That if you put it into something, into other foods, it's mutter. Lamaisa says, how many days before you're allowed to take it? So it says 7 days, right? And then the gears over here is 3 days, right? The Bial Mishnah Berurah. Who's reading the Mishnah Berurah? Shiva Yamim? No, Shiva Yamim? 3 days, shows up the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa, Rebbe Yashiv, and the Piskei Tshuva's Paskins, even Erev. If a person came and he put Erev Shabbos, he ate his medicine, Erev started Erev Shabbos, she's allowed to continue Vaita. Rashiva Zatzal says no. Rashiva Zatzal says only if it's a chayli. The only time you're allowed to take a medicine and continue taking it for 7 days, it has to be that it's a chayli. Rashiva Zalman says no. Anything that I start, it's a shayla how to learn up the Shulchan Aruch. The heter, if starting before, and what's the lump? It's chalamdin. So it's not pshat I'm taking medicine on Shabbos. I actually started before Shabbos.
How does that help?
Huh? Because it's not the Gzeira. The Gzeira is some amount. Think of the lumbus of Gzeira. What's the lumbus of Gzeira?
They didn't want you to make the medicine.
You make the medicine, So the guy said before Shabbos. He started taking it before Shabbos. Put this, so now he has a problem on Shabbos.
You might make more medicine, might be an
issue. Shiva Zatzal held? No. It's in our Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Gimel that it has to be that there's a Chayli involved. If there's no Chayli, then then a Chanami. You're not allowed to do it. No chayil, it has to be that you're sick. So I don't understand how. Gvaldik. I've stopped. Say hello. So, chayil is a gvaldik. How, according to Shiva Zatzal, could you ever take birth control pills? Unless you say that the chayil is that later on. Reb David told me that the Shiva Zatzal held you're not allowed to take birth control pills, period. Ever. Unless you're really, really sick. I'll tell you, and this I'll end with this, because it's, and if you want, I'll continue after Shabbos.
Oh,
I'll tell you what happened. I went over to him, and I asked Reb David, this was at a chasana, at a small wedding. Went over to him, I said, Lashiva.
Small
meaning small, his family wedding. Yeah. Yeah, my family, my uncle. My cousin, small, Rabbi Michal Smolnabel. Okay, the kitzis, I went over to him, and I asked him this kasha. Yeah. They say in Lakewood, B'Shem G'daylim, that a person has 2 years between babies. So he says to me, what? There's no such thing. I go, what do you mean? But you know G'daylim said it. He said, no G'daylim ever said it. I said, one second, Shiva. You're telling me differently, Zayn Zach, but don't tell me no G'daylim ever said it. Because it's Reb Yankiv who said it. Everybody knows Reb Yankiv said it. I mean, it's like the famous, and they use this hetter because Reb Shmuel has so many Talmidim here in Philadelphia from Philly, and they all use Reb Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel was martyred for 2 years. So he tells to me, my father was dead against it. He was said, those Shivas Hatzal was so upset about this. He said, what's the cheshbon? Because in the old days, they used to nurse for 2 years, and they couldn't have children for 2 years. Kalsman, they nursed. So he says, Bismana said that they do have children. So what is this Shtan and Teva? So what are you gonna do? So therefore you have to give them the 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that's Reb Yankiv's Psak. The whole world goes with this Psak. Allah nuts in their Psak. That since in the olden days they had 2 years because they nursed.
Right.
So now that when they nurse they have babies, so you have to give them the 2 years. So
2 years means 2 years plus 9 months, 2 years till you want to try.
2 years from the child.
Until you know,
2 years from the birth of the child.
3 years between.
You come out 3 years, whatever, but 2 years from the birth. Wait. See, he said to me, the Shiva asked, how you talking to be smarter than the Eibishter? As the Eibishter vase, the Alamaisis, and he still made that you should be able to have chasim in the union holder. It's Asagam. Wait. Then I told him about a certain Chassidish Rav in Bar Park that that's matter. See, he was so sharp. I don't know if I should say Barab. Not a bad, the word he said was, you know.